Time is 4:50. It's brought to you by Archie's on the South Side, the official chicken wing of the Fan. That sounds like a good time on a Friday. I'm more of a flats man than a drumstick man myself.
This is a flats-approved show.
Don't know if Archie would accommodate that request. You want 20 flats?
I think you go down there and you just say, I'm willing to wait for a little bit, and you're who you are. You say, Archie,
I want all flats.
All flats. Can I get them a little bit well done for a little crisp? I think if you're willing to wait.
We saw Archie yesterday
in civilized fashion, he can make it happen.
Walking through the sports book, big fan of yours. Was headed up to Eat Drink Pittsburgh and
North Hills man.
No doubt about it, came away impressed with your cook-off win. We're going to talk to John Wehner in 10 minutes. John's thoughts on baseball always interest me. I have not heard his take on the Astro scandal, and I'm very interested in what it was like going into Houston last year. If that information, which seemed to be very much there for the Pirates players and staff, to the point where they were holding meetings in their hotels instead of at the ballpark, I wonder if that got on John Wehner's radar. So he's going to join us in less than 10 minutes. NFL Scouting Combine opens up on Sunday, Chris. Lance Zierlein is one of NFL Network's experts on the draft. And here he is. This is a package on the top tight ends in this year's draft.
I tell you, there's some interesting guys, and I'm going to start at the top. My top-rated tight end this year is Harrison Bryant from Florida Atlantic. And he's a player that reminds me a little bit of Kittle coming out. He is a pass-catching wide receiver, an excellent athlete. And the game that really shocked me was when I turned the tape on and watched him against Ohio State, he's getting Jeffrey Okuda for a couple of catches. He was split out wide one-on-one, and he beat Okuda twice for catches. Then, if you watch a little longer, you'll see him really getting after people as a run blocker as well. So that's the Kittle. You know, that's the Kittle part. That's where you see a guy who can get out in space and play with athleticism and then get after you as a blocker. The next guy is Devin Asiasi from UCLA. I had no preconceived notions about Asiasi, didn't know a lot about him. And then when I turned the tape on, I saw a big guy who could really run, get down the field on the second and third levels. He's got a good yards per catch average, and he's an okay blocker. I want to see him get better, but I was really impressed with the athletic ability and, of course, the ability to stretch the field. And if you have size, and he's going to be in the 260 range, I think, along with speed, that's a really big deal with the ability to press from the first to the second level and sometime into the third level for tight ends. And then finally, my last tight end that we want to talk about would be Thaddeus Moss. And this is a little different one here, Money, because I was expecting one thing on tape that was a little more athleticism, and I got a little less. What I actually saw was a guy who was a dog as a run blocker. I mean, he will really get after you blocking. But as a pass catcher, he was slow in and out of breaks, wasn't that athletic. I'm finding NFL teams are seeing the same thing. But as you saw the catch right there, great awareness around the sideline. So he's got the prestige name, right? He's got the name brand. Randy Moss is a father. But I want to see him test and work out as a better athlete than I saw on tape. I know he can block. I want to see the workout that I didn't always see on tape.
All right, so that's NFL Network draft analyst Lance Zierlein. If you want to go back and hear Jason LaCanfora, NFL insider, with us at 4 o'clock, straight up at the top of the hour, go to radio.com, 93.7 The Fan, click that logo there, that icon, rewind back to 4 o'clock. He talked tight ends with us and said he thinks Vance McDonald is probably going to get cut. And if he's back, it's not at the $7 million cap hit that he'd have to take a pay cut. The tight ends, everybody's talking about tight ends here, Chris. I've not seen on any draft boards, and I like the mock draft stuff, I've not seen a tight end go in the first round in any of these drafts. And then I got Lance Zierlein there telling me that Harrison Bryant reminds him of George Kittle. Well, if he's George Kittle, then he's got to be a first-round pick, no? I mean, he's got to be a top 10, top 15 player. George Kittle's one of the best players in the NFL right now.
I think he was PFF's number one player in the NFL this year, Kittle. I think people just search. These are smart people. I'm not saying Zierlein's like being cheap with his analysis, but you always look to compare a player, right, to somebody that currently exists in the league. I would hope that when you're saying, oh, he reminds me of George Kittle, it's like, yeah, a really raw and unpolished version, because he's almost certainly not going to turn into George Kittle. Because usually there's a better sense of guys who could do that. There's only one Kittle. He's a fifth-round pick, just like there's only one A.B. A sixth-round pick that nobody projected.
One Tom Brady.
Right. So I think it's a little bit of a cheap way to go about it, just because it's always going to get people fired up, kind of the way you were. I hear the name George Kittle, my ears perk up because I'm trained to do that.
Same thing with Moss's kid. Not that I watched every LSU game. I think that that scouting report kind of matches up with what I saw.
He's not
slow
a top-drawer athlete.
Plodding guy.
No, he's not a top-drawer
athlete.
He's
not anything
athlete.
Like his old man, who's one of the most incredible athletes I've ever seen.
Probably the best pure athlete to play a skill position that I've seen.
Out of Rand, West Virginia.
He and Jason
Marshall.
Williams.
In Marshall University.
The Thundering Herd.
And they had Chad Pennington as their quarterback.
I know. He and Jason Williams would have been a sight to behold on a basketball court together. Randy Moss, just, I love, like, everything about him is just country twang.
Mm.
Fly fishing. Just sounds like he's never left Rand with his accent. It's fun to hear.